So we left Ajahn Chah with him walking out of Lupuman's monastery after only receiving a couple days of instruction. He was there for 3 days, and manuscript, it's actually explained a bit more fully. One of the reasons for that is that in Thailand there's two major sects of Buddhism, and there's sort of the larger and the smaller sect, and the smaller is called Dhammayutta, and it's called it's probably maybe 10% of the monastic population, but Ajahn Mun belonged to that sect, and Ajahn Chah belonged to the Mahanikai, which is the larger grouping, and it wasn't so convenient for them to stay in each other's monasteries. It's just the way it goes. There's politics in everything. And it was one of the questions that Ajahn Chah asked Lumpu Man was because many, many of the disciples of Ajahn Mun in those days were relinquishing their ordination with the Mahanikai sect and reordaining to be able to stay with Lumpu Man. And Ajahn Chah actually asked him, should I reordain to be a part of, to be able to live closer? And he said no. And he actually said, Mahanikai needs good monks as well. So that he could probably, you know, his psychic abilities were renowned. And one can only assume, Ajahn Mun never said anything, Ajahn Chah never said anything, so one can only assume that he probably saw that, yeah, Ajahn Chah is probably going to be a teacher who's going to have some influence in the and there's say one reason for it that has been suggested is that just prior to Ajahn Chah's visit, one of Lumpu Man's senior disciples saw Ubon split off from the rest of the northeast of Thailand. This is in a meditative vision. It's said that Lumpu Man considered this a sign that Ubon would not be a stronghold for the Dhammayut forest monks in the future, and he recognized in Ajahn Chah the monk who had spread the forest tradition to the Mahanikai order and build monasteries in Ubon. So, and that's very much the case nowadays. If you go out from Ubon in any direction, you're going to run into a monastery of Ajahn Chah.